you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Matter of fact, while y'all clapping, if you agree, say, I refuse to be. Finish it. Amen. When someone is broke, it says that they are always without. Always. They are always lacking what is needed. They never have what is essential to life. They are broke. Now, in life, listen, you're going to go through seasons. You're going to have experiences of being broke. But God never intends for it to be that way. Always. Now, when someone is broke, it also says that they don't have what they need in order to enjoy life or to overcome the hardships of life. You need a vacation, but vacation costs money. You hate to say it, but right now you're broke. Don't have it. You need some new clothes, and you're thankful for the ones that you have, but right now you're just broke. You don't have what you need. But when someone is broke, they don't have something that they can help somebody else with. Because they don't even have it for themselves. Why? They're broke. Now, many of us, right off top, you're thinking financially or money. And that is true, young people. You can be broke financially. Do not have the means financially to do certain things. But you got people that have more money than all of us put together, but they are still broke. A person can be broke, not only financially, but you can be broke emotionally. Always depressed, you broke. Always hopeless, that person is broke or broken. A person can be broke or broken spiritually. Got nice clothes, nice shoes, money, house, but still living in sin. They have gained the whole world, but are losing their soul. They're broke spiritually. Then you have some that are mentally and socially broke or broken. And we could go on and on, but by a show of hands, how many understand what it means to be broke? You're always lacking or with. And I want you to understand from a young age, that is not the will of God for us to permanently be that way. Not when you consider scriptures like John 10:10 that says in part that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, or 3 John 2 that says the Lord wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as my soul does prosper. When he says, I want you to be the head and not the tail, live above only and never beneath. God don't want his folk or people to be broke. He wants us to be productive in every aspect of our lives, even as children, teenagers, young adults, and so forth. Now, before I deal with the meat of the text, I want us to understand there are reasons why many young people, young adults, and adults are broke. And I don't want to deal with all of them, and I can't deal with all of them because I don't know all of them. But I got a few this morning that the Spirit of God wants me to teach about before we deal with the text. And I want to give you some reasons why people are broke. All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Lord have mercy. Y'all still with me? All right, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. First reason people are broke is because many or all of us are born into poverty. We are born messed up. We were born lacking. We were born, all of us, in sin. Even if someone that's listening to this message online saying, well, I got money, I got things, but you were still born in sin and shaped in iniquity, every last one of us. But the good news is, though we were born in poverty, the Lord made a way that we don't have to stay that way. Look at this powerful verse in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Did I lose y'all with my statement? All right. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Read along with me. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Good God Almighty. So the Lord knew I was going to be born in sin, but he said, Baker, I'm going to become poor so you can become rich. I'm going to come down and take off, even though he was God, and God in flesh. He said, I'm going to come down there and become man. I'm going to become poor. I'm going to take on the sins of the world, Baker. And if you repent and accept me as Lord and Savior, you don't have to stay poor. You can be rich. You can be productive in every aspect of your life. And see, that's what many young people and young adults, they miss it. They look at Jesus as being someone who was just a prophet. But no, he's the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the one who became poor, became a curse so we don't have to be cursed. He became poor so we could become, help me, rich. But remember, everyone was born into poverty. We were all born in sin. Are you still with me? Look at this, Luke 4, 18. Stay right here. Just stay right here, Luke 4 and 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, help me out, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to who? To the poor. God or Jesus is anointed to help poor folk. Woo! I said Jesus is anointed to help poor folk. And how does he help poor folk? Not by giving them a boatload of money, but by preaching the gospel. It's the gospel that transforms our life, young folk. It's the gospel that takes us from a low place to a high place. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ that will cause your life to be productive in every aspect. Not a college degree, not a six-figure job, not a YouTube channel, not being popular on social media. It's the gospel. If you desire to be rich or productive, you need the gospel. And you need it coming from somebody that's anointed. And even though Jesus has died and he's rose again and he's sitting at the right hand of the throne, he has given gifts to the church. One being a pastor, a spirit-filled pastor. He will anoint preachers to preach the gospel so you can believe. And if you believe his prophets, young folk, you're going to prosper. If you believe the gospel that I'm preaching to you, you're going to be prospering as a teenager in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. I can preach it, but you got to believe it. I'm anointed, but you got to receive it. Look at somebody and say, I need the gospel. That's what will change our lives for the better. Are y'all still with me? Second reason people are poor. Hosea 4 and 6. Second reason people are broke or poor is found in Hosea 4 and 6. People lack knowledge. Specifically, divine knowledge. Look at this. My people are, help me, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Isn't that amazing? Broke because you don't have the knowledge of God. And then he goes on to say why they don't have it. They have rejected it. Don't want to hear the preacher, but would rather hear a celebrity. Don't want to hear the preacher, but would rather hear a worldly rapper. They have rejected the knowledge of God. You can have a college degree, two of them, a major, a minor, and your doctorate, and still be broke. You can look like it. You know, a lot of young folk want to look like it. They do it for the gram. They want to look like they got something, but still broke. Take all them nice pictures on their feet, but ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing in their bank account. Ain't got no peace. Ain't got no joy. Always depressed, thinking about suicide, trying to keep up with folk. That ain't no way to live. God wants us to be content. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to enjoy life. But when you or I choose to reject knowledge, you're going to be broke. Because that's one of the meanings of destroyed, come to ruin, or poverty. Anytime you as a young person, young adult, come to church and you got a God-sent preacher and they laying the word down and you playing on your phone, falling asleep, not hungering and thirsting for righteousness, you basically saying, I won't be broke because I'm rejecting knowledge. But I know we got some young folk in here that don't want to be broke. You want God's knowledge. You got a hunger and thirst. If you don't leave nothing here with nothing but one point, you're going to make sure you leave here with it and put it into action. Because you understand if you hear the word and you do the word, according to James, you're going to be blessed or productive in every area of your life. Where you at in here? I know we got somebody in here. You come in here looking for a word. You just don't take notes. You just don't record. No, you looking for something that's going to change your life for the better. Are you in here? If I'm talking about you, say you talking about me. And see, I want you to take note. John 10, 4 and 5. What we're trying to do here at a place of refuge is trying to give you the knowledge of God. That's our job as pastors, to feed God's people with knowledge and understanding. But this is what the Spirit of the Lord told me this week. Young folk, when you consider John 10, 4 and 5, one of the primary things you need to know So you can be productive and not broke, you need to know the will of God for your life. You need to know the will of God or God's voice. So then it don't matter if you got a college degree, you in technical school, military, or you just a high school graduate. As long as you know the will of God or God's voice, you're going to be productive. You're going to be productive. Jesus taught, listen to me, in John 10, young folk, he said, my sheep know my voice or my teaching. And a stranger they will by no means follow. See, if you truly Christian, then you know the will of God. And you're going to strive to stay in the will of God. Because as long as you win the will of God, that's the best and the safest place to be. If you win the will of God, you're going to prosper. It don't matter if you live in Carrollton, Franklin, Temple, Wedowee. It don't matter where you stay at. You're going to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. You're going to be blessed coming in and you're going to be blessed going out. How many know what I'm talking about? It don't matter if you skinny, thick, light skin, dark skin, white, Mexican, Hispanic. It do not matter. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And part of salvation is prospering. So you got to make sure as a young person, you know the will of God for your life. Just don't get a job just to get a job. Make sure you know that's the will of God for your life. Don't just be somebody's friend just to be somebody's friend. Make sure that that friend is going to help you concerning the will of God. But people are broke because they don't have the knowledge of God. Ain't no way I'm staying out of church. I got to have the knowledge of God. You do what you want to do, but I got to have the knowledge of God. Third reason people are broke. First reason, we are born into poverty. Second reason, people lack knowledge. Third reason, personal choices. Personal choices is the reason why so many young folk and grown folk are broke. See, God ain't gonna make us do nothing. You got to get to the point, young folk, to where you say, hey, I got to make a choice. Either I'm gonna spend all my money or I'm gonna make sure God get his, take care of my bills and business, and save some of my money. It's your choice. Me and you can both be getting $50,000, but I can be living like I got $200 based upon my choices. And you can be having $50,000, but you living like you got $10. Why? Based upon your choices. Based upon your choices. Woo! Look at this right here. Y'all look at Proverbs 6, 9, and 11. How long will you slumber, O sluggard or lazy person? When will you rise from sleep or your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. What's going to happen? So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler and your need like an armed man. See, you can choose to stay in the bed all day. You're going to be broke. Unless you just got that money like that. You got long money coming in while you sleep. How many know that's the goal? I want to sleep and have money coming in. But until I get there, you can't be a sluggard. Can't be lazy. You got to be about business. Job, it just ain't going to come and knock on your door. You got to go get it. Business just ain't going to come your way starting out. You got to go get. You cannot be lazy. You want to be have a happy marriage if you married? You got to make it work. You got to make it work. You want to be happy as a young person? You got to find what's going to help you to be happy in according to God's word, and you got to make it happen. You can't be lazy. You got to make good choices. You can't procrastinate. You can't wait till the last minute. You can't be disorganized. If you are, you're going to end up broke. According to this verse, look at what's going to happen. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler. What's a prowler? A prowler. Somebody you can't see coming until it's what? Until it's too late. They got you. They sneak up on you. That's how poverty do. You don't see it coming. You just living your life, and then all of a sudden, wham. Then he says, you'll need like an armed man. Don't want to be like that. Oh, Lord, look at somebody say, no, no. You can't be lazy, young folk. You got to put in that work. You got to put in the work. And so in our text, we have a record about a prophet and what I call a broke family. And what makes the testimony wonderful is that it reveals that young people and our families, we don't have to stay broke. Whether it be financially, emotionally, socially, or so forth, you can be a state, but you don't have to stay that way unless you want to. This woman was out gathering sticks, and in her house, all she had was some flour, a little water, and she was ready to go and make her last meal, and her son was going to die. She was not only broke when it came to material things, she was broke mentally. Because her thought was, well, I'm finna go in here and make our last meal, and then we just gonna die. She all messed up. She what we call broke, busted, and disgusted. This woman and her son was going through. Jacked up. Y'all heard baby say jacked up. They were broke. But as I said earlier, that wasn't God's will for them to stay there. And some of you right now, you are experiencing being broke. You don't have everything you desire to have in life, but you don't have to stay there. Some of your family members, they are broke based upon their choices, but you don't have to stay there. In comes a prophet with a word. Woo! Look at somebody say, here come the prophet. The prophet had their prosperity on the inside. Just goes along with something that Pierre said last week when he was up here on the stage. He said, I understand that my blessings are tied into my man of God. You got to understand that. Here comes the prophet to this broke family, but he had what they needed on the inside. And see, as a young person, you've got to realize these celebrities don't have what you need. These rappers don't have what you need. It's God's prophet who has on the inside of him exactly what you need in order to be productive. What does he have on the inside? A word, a seed. See, that's what the prophet do. He comes and he scatters seed every Sunday. And it's going to fall on different types of lives or hearts. What type of heart do you have? Are you receiving that word so that seed can just come in and just take root and then grow and start causing you to be fruitful? Or is that seed falling to the ground? Or are the cares of life snuffing out the seed and is not able to grow? I'm going to tell you something. When I got to this church, young folk, I was broke. I was broke. I couldn't even pay for school. I had to get some help. I couldn't even finish school. Didn't have a car. Didn't have a house. Didn't have no vision. I was searching. I wanted what God had for me. But when I got here, I was lacking. I didn't have it. When I hooked up with First Lady, she had more than me. She wasn't even First Lady then. She was Sister Teresa. She had more than me. She had a savings account. She had her own car. And she had better credit than me. I said it. But she had been up under the word longer than me. Or at least up under an anointed word. But see, when I got here and I heard that word, I said, no, this is where I need to be in order to come out. This is where I need to be if I'm going to be a wealthy man. This is where I need to be if I'm going to prosper. God said, this is it. And everything you need is in your prophet. And there began my journey. Can I tell you some more? I ain't broke no more. My credit ain't bad no more. I ain't got one car. I got more than one car. I ain't just got one house. God has blessed me with more than one house. Oh, God, I'm prospering now. But it wasn't because of my education. And I got 2 degrees. But the degrees didn't do it for me. It wasn't because of my good looks. I'm still cute, you know what I'm saying? You see this skin? You see how pretty it is? It wasn't because of my good looks. It was because of that word. Woo, y'all didn't amen. Y'all didn't say, you right, Pastor. You sure is cute. It's all right. It's all right. I know how to preach and teach to myself. But it was that word, young folk. It was the word that I allowed to get in my heart to change my life for the better. When I got here, I had 3 suits. And they were all too big for me. I didn't even know how to dress. Y'all hear me? 3 suits. Had them since I was in high school. Look. That's all I had. 3 suits. And I was grateful for them. Kept them clean. Kept them pressed. But they were too big for me. Didn't even know my sizes. Didn't know how to dress myself. Didn't know how to coordinate. Match it up. Look at my socks matching my outfit. Y'all see how I'm doing now? God done blessed me. You can't even see my socks, but I'm blessed from head all the way down to the toe. God done changed my life for the better. Didn't have now savings account. Not one. You need to quit being so loud. But am I telling the truth? Didn't have not one savings account, but got more than one now. And ain't got pennies in each of them. Got a little something. And it's not just for me. I'm able to help my family and be a blessing to other folks. Lord, have mercy. I said, God, to turn your life around for the better, young folk. But it starts with that word that's in your prophet. That's where it starts with. Believe the Lord your God, you're going to be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. You ain't going to be broke. Bishop used to say and still say to this day, ain't no way you can hang around me and stay broke. And that's a true statement. You can't hang around anointed teaching, young folk, and stay broke. There's no way you can be miserable hanging around anointed teaching. You should be happy. Even when you're going through sickness in your body, you should be happy. Even when you are suffering in different areas of your life, you should still be able to count it all joy. Woo! Look at somebody and say, there's no way you should stay broke around anointed teaching. And see, some church folk don't like to hear teaching like this, but it need to be taught, especially to young folk, so you don't mess your life up. You can be prospering from a young age. If you can get this soon as you start having an understanding and putting it into action, you're going to be well off way before I was. I didn't start doing this, young folk, until I was 19. 19. I'm 47 now. I've been in the game a long time. I'm an OG now. I've been in the game a long time. I done earned my stripes. But if you get this right now, do you know how far ahead you will be? If you just say, look, I'm just going to get that seed. I'm going to get that word. He'll change every aspect of your life. And so the prophet, he shows up and gives this broke family 3 things that took them from a broke family to a blessed family. How can I say blessed? How many know the blessings of the Lord makes one rich. Was the family rich at the end of the text? Yeah. Her, the prophet, and her son, they ate and had plenty for many days. Many days. Didn't even need no rain. They were blessed until the Lord sent rain. They were prospering. He gave them three things. Young folk, I'm going to give you three things so you don't have to be broke in life. Who want them in here? Three things. The first one is found in verse 13. Let's go to 1 Kings 17. You get this as a young man, even though you're 15. You get this in your spirit right now. You're going to be a powerful black man. You get this as a young woman in your spirit. You're going to be a powerful young woman. 1 Kings 17:13. And Elisha said to her, help me out. Do not fear. Do not fear. What did he say to her? Help me, MSW. Come on, if you're excited and hungry, say it. Ready, go. All the lames be quiet, but everybody else, what did he say? Do not fear. See, God did not give us the spirit of fear. As a young person, you have to be courageous, young folk. You don't need to give fear place in your life. Do not fear. And don't tell me, well, I don't fear. Young people can allow fear place in their life. You got some young folk, they are afraid to be who God told them to be. And they are constantly living their life trying to be someone that God never intended for them to be. You need to have the courage to be a trendsetter. You need to have the courage to be the young man or the young woman God has put in your spirit to be. Because I'm going to tell you something. We live in a day and time where people ain't scared to be evil. People ain't fearful. People ain't fearful. I'm out the closet. Look, this is who I am. Love me. Damn, I'd be like, good God, these folk bold with it. Bold with it. No fear. But you need some young folk in God that do not have fear. Fear is so powerful, young people, it will grip your heart and keep you from being productive. There was a young man in scripture who allowed fear to grip his heart. He didn't know what he was going to do with his life. He had to go to his pastor, to the prophet, and say, look, will you just pray for me? And the man of God prayed for him and said, Lord, open his eyes so he can see. Don't let fear stop you. If God has given you an idea that can change your life or your family's life, start putting that into action right now. Don't be talking about what you don't have. Use what you got. Use what you do have. Start where you are. Despise not the day of small beginnings. Use Instagram to your advantage. If God done gave you an idea to do something and all you got is a cell phone, then you got to ask God for some wisdom. How can you flip what you already got? All Moses had in his hand was a staff, and that's what he used to bring God's people out. If all you got is a cell phone in your hand, you better ask God, Lord, how can I flip this? Can I cook it, take a picture and post it and take some orders like that? Can I get my clothes, take a picture and post it and make some money like that? Start with what you have. You don't have to wait talking about, man, when I get $500. No, you may not never get the $500, or it may take you 2 years to get the $500, but you do got seven right now. Start with the seven. Just start with what you have. Do not fear. Look at somebody say, go for it. You got to go for it. Man, you can't be sitting back scared. You got to be like Caleb. You got to say, I am well able to overcome the obstacles that are in the land. I'm going to get what God said I can have. And it may be one or two people that I'm talking to because y'all looking dumbfounded, but you got to go for it. God did not give you the spirit of fear. Be the A student even though your friends are C students. Go ahead and be the smart one. It's some Hope Scholarship waiting on you. It's somebody that got hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hold your claps. That's looking for somebody that can be a blessing too. Go ahead and be smart. Go ahead and be the intelligent one and watch God cause me and give into your bosom. Why can't God give you a scholarship and you don't even have to apply for it? Why can't somebody just hear about that smart black child at Carrollton High School and say, I want to be a blessing and pay for your tuition? God can do anything. Nothing is too hard for God, but you can't have no fear. Who said you can't be a clothing designer in your teens? Who said that? You can do all things through Christ. Start wearing your stuff right now. It's a boy that's making millions of dollars right now, and all he had was a sewing machine. He liked ties. His grandmother or his mother taught him how to sew, and he started making ties, selling his ties, and folks started buying them. The boy is a millionaire and ain't even 20 years old. You need to start with what you have. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. Fear means you're not walking by faith. Faith is what pleases God. What is faith, Pastor? Faith is when we hear the word and put it into action. You take what Pastor say in the day, you doing it, and you walk it out. Look at somebody say, walk it out. That's it. Just walk it out. Just walk it out. Man, I had these two little boys come up to my house this week. I ain't never seen these boys. These boys couldn't have been 12 and 10. 12 and 10. Knocking on doors in the neighborhood. I'm sitting on an acre at the house. They say, sir, can we cut your yard? I said, y'all got a lawnmower? We got to push more. I said, y'all want to push this yard? Yeah. I said, what y'all doing? Man, we getting ready to go on vacation, and we trying to get up some extra money. I said, for real? Yeah. I said, when y'all going on vacation? Next week? No, October. I said, good God. October, and y'all out here trying to get some money? Yeah, can you do so? I said, well, you know what? I told them on Thursday. I said, look, I'm getting ready to cut the yard myself in a couple of hours. They said, can we help? I was like, oh, God. They said, no. I said, no, I got all the equipment I need. They said, can we weed eat? Can we cut your shrubs? Can we do something? They just kept pestering me. No fear. Till they just finally broke me down. I said, look, man, y'all come back in a couple of hours and I'll find something for you to do. No fear. Just, can we have your phone number? I said, oh, God. Yeah, very. And I told them that. I said, man, y'all are very ambitious. Don't ever leave that. So they rode back by and had their mother with them. And I went out there to meet them because I wanted to know, I ain't about no crazy stuff. And I said, look, I'm going to have him doing this. I said, I'm going to hire him for 1 hour. I said, what's minimum wage? And they was like, I said, well, look, it's seven something. I said, I'm going to pay you a little bit more than that, but I'm going to hire y'all for 1 hour. 1 hour. And they said, all right, we be back. And they came back for an hour, bought them a little weed eater, and did what I needed them to do, and I paid them their money. They were so happy. We was in Orlando, and these boys was out trying to get some money for their football team. And they were out asking folk to buy some of their candy to go toward their football team. And I was like, Lord, I'm on vacation, man. And they were just all in my face. Please, sir, please help us out. We got the brochure, the sofa. I said, what's your website? Here it is, sir. Can you make a donation? Can you do something? Just kept pressing me. No fear. These were some black boys. The ones that came to my house were some white boys. So, you know, I helped the brothers out. I helped the brothers out. I gave them some money. And they were so grateful. And I got back to the room and I said, dog, I forgot to get my candy. But I was so impressed that they were not fearful. They were putting or using their faith. And young folk, you don't want to be broke. You can't have no fear. Second thing he gave them. What's the first thing? We don't need to have what?
Fear.
Second thing, listen. He gave them a formula. no fear, but then he gave them a prophetic formula. Young folk, you got to have a plan. You got to have a formula to be successful. Look at how the text reads. When you read it, you miss it, but you take your time and allow the Spirit to speak to you. It's a formula in this verse. Look at it. And Elijah said to her, help me out. Do not fear. Now look, here come the formula. Go and do as you have said. Here it is. But make me a small cake. Help me out. From it first. That's the first part of the equation. Make me a cake what? First. Second part. And bring it to me. That's the second part. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. Three-step equation. Three-step formula. Three steps. Make a small cake and bring it to me first. Well, make it, then bring it. Then afterward, make some for yourself and your son. He gave them a prophetic formula. See, in your pastor, young folk, every time he give you a message, it's going to be another piece to the puzzle of life. Out of every message, you need to be getting something to add to your life that's going to help you to be productive. Every time. And see, on some occasions, your pastor may talk to you outside of this setting and tell you what to do with your life. You add that piece to the puzzle. That's part of the formula. Part of the formula. I picked up over the years just different pieces to my personal equation for success. But I got it from listening to my prophet, to my shepherd. Every time. Okay, Pastor, he taught me, always pray, Baker. Always pray. Before you do anything, always, always pray. Baker, you got to be a giver. There's no way God going to bless you if you're not a giver. You got to love giving. Now, Baker, if you give little, you're going to receive little. Okay, that's part of the equation. I got to love praying. I got to love giving. You got to be dedicated. Folk ain't dedicated like they used to. Okay, I got to be loyal. Then I look in the word and find out that a faithful man will abound with blessings. So, Baker, you got to be known for being loyal. Baker, you got to be a giver. Baker, you got to be a praying man. Baker, you got to be a man. You can't be no wimp. Oh, Lord, I can't be no pushover or no punk. I got to be a strong man. These are different pieces to the formula that has helped me to be successful. Now, see, you sit up under me, so it should be some things that you are getting from my messages that you're applying to your life to be productive. Know those that labor among you. You got to know what Pastor Baker been teaching me for these last 5 years. What he been putting in my spirit? Have I been listening and getting pieces to the formula so I can be successful and don't have to worry about being broke? You got to have a formula, young folk, naturally and spiritually. When it comes to my money, I got a formula. Told me over 20 years ago how to handle money. Taught me how to handle money. Been doing it ever since. And God been blessing ever since. Are y'all understanding? See, what you don't get in school is a formula for success. All they teaching you is some, in my opinion, some basic stuff. And most of the stuff you get taught, and I'm not trying to offend teachers, you don't even apply after high school. I'm just going to be honest. And I know we got educators, but I'm just telling the truth. You got to have some skill. You got to have a skill. You got to know your purpose. And you got to hear from God and put it all together, and you're going to be productive. Am I right about it? You gotta have a formula. You gotta have a formula. And your formula, young folk, for success, especially if you say it's gonna come from or out of the belly of your prophet. just like it did here in the text. Just like it did. The last thing that we got to have. What's the first thing? No. No fear. Then I got to have a formula. But then I got to follow instructions. He told her what to do. And the wonderful thing about it, she did it. I can't tell you how many times I see church folk hear the message, but they do not. They don't do it. They don't follow through. You don't want to be a young person like that. Follow instructions, young folk. Follow them. Simple instructions. Just put it in action. She went and made the cake. She bought it to him. And then she went back and made some for her and her son. She followed instructions. And see, God rewards obedience. When we obey God, just like Minister George said, we will eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing, help me out, and obedient. Do you follow instructions as a young person? Or are you unruly? See, the Bible says in the last days, you're going to have a whole lot of unruly folk. Folk that don't follow instructions. And see, unruliness is a term that's usually used for juveniles or young folk. But you got unruly grown folk. Folk do not follow in instructions. If God say, look, pray for 10 minutes a day. Guess what we need to be doing? Praying 10 minutes a day. If God say, bring me 10% plus a good offering, guess what we need to be doing? Bringing him 10% plus a good offering. Whatever the instructions are, we need to follow them just like that. And I'm that type of man. I'm that type of pastor. I just don't give instructions. I try to make sure I also follow instructions. You don't want to be broke, young folk. You can't have fear. You got to have you a prophetic formula. And you got to know how to follow instructions. And you got to keep following instructions until your desire manifests. Don't be on that dumb stuff. Well, I've been doing it and it ain't working. No, it's working. You just got to continue doing it. How many understand the teaching and you see God has given us some wisdom on how to never be a broke family member? And we know the conclusion of the text. The family prospered. She wasn't broke, and that household wasn't broke. No more. No more. No more. You learn this. See, some of you right now, you've been living up under the wing of your parents. And so you be like, well, I'm straight. But time them parents take that breast out your mouth, you got to live. You got to know how to make it happen. No fear. Have a formula and follow prophetic instructions. I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the text and the teaching.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.